It's unique. All I can say, it's very unique. It's something very different. Very few really commercial scale worm farms in Australia. I absolutely enjoy it. I've been doing it for 27 years. Love the industry, love the business, love getting my hands dirty because that's what worms make, is dirt or soil.
You can hear the enthusiasm in George Mingan's voice. He just loves getting his hands dirty as a worm farmer. Hello, I'm Brad Marcellus at the Kookaburra Worm Farm near Gingin, just to the west of Bundaberg in southern Queensland. I'm standing outside a large, climate-controlled and fully insulated shed where George and his wife Kath breed thousands of worms for fishing bait and also compost and earthworms for use by home gardeners and farmers. And I've just witnessed something that is extraordinary. I didn't even know that worms came from an egg, which is terrible. And you've just birthed... Well, you describe it for me, George.
Yes, worms do lay eggs in a very non-traditional way. They shed them from the outside instead of the inside. And after about 3 weeks, you get little worms popping out of eggs. And what we just did was a little bit of a cesarean section by looking at the worms popping out of the eggs.
And we had twins.
Yes, that was twins. That was actually a fairly small one. Those particular species can have up to 5 to 10 worms per egg. When worms breed, they make rabbits look sterile. Rapid, rapid breeders.
From egg to hitting the shelves of the big hardware shops, how long a process is that?
From the egg to the shelf is about a 3 to 6 month process, depending how efficiently it's working.
So if big order comes in, it does take you a while to get them on the shelves?
Yes, that's one thing. We can't really cope with big fluctuations in orders, so we rely on history very much. And now with this war on waste and whatever else is happening, people's awareness is suddenly ballooning about worms and the benefit to the environment with worms. Yeah, we find it very difficult to cope with sudden changes. As I said, it's a minimum of 3 months to be able to produce a worm.
Now, you might have heard a horse in the background there. They play an important role in the breeding program here at Kookaburra Worm Farm. We are standing next to a large cool room. Just describe what's going on in the cool room and where it goes in the paddock next to us.
This cool room's actually called a fodder solutions machine, and it is a sprouting room. We sprout barley, and in 6 days we've got about 150 mil to 200 mil long grass, what we call biscuits of grass. And this grass we used to feed directly to the worms, but we found there were problems with that, so we now put them through the animals you see in the paddock there, which we actually call turners, because they turn that grass into terrific quality manure. And that manure we feed to the worms. Mm. And that's a preferred food for worms. Alternative name for compost worms is manure worms. And by the way, they're not too fussed whose manure they eat.
And you've developed a few unique worms yourself.
Yes, unique species in that nobody else in Australia grows them. And very few, if anybody else in the world, can actually commercially produce these worms. One of the species, we believe an Australian native species, it's certainly prolific throughout Asia, and it's a true earthworm as opposed to a compost worm. And they build soil structure in the ground and are fantastic for our farmers. I think all farms throughout Australia should have these or similar species in their farms. And earthworms are an indicator of the health of a soil. Mm. So if you don't have earthworms in your soil, you know there's something wrong with your soil.
Now, we did just take a walk down the worm hotel, the production room, which is lines of worms in crates growing, very dark, very cool environment. I could see the passion, George, for the worms as you held them and looked at them and talking about them now. Where does this love for worms come from?
Look, I'm what I call a pragmatic greenie, and I have been for many, many, many years. And by being pragmatic, I like to do things that work for the environment. And to me, worms are at the base of our whole food chain. And in fact, people like Charles Darwin said earthworms are probably the most important aspect of soils. And Aristotle, you heard of him, the Greek philosopher, he actually said earthworms are like the intestines of the earth. I mean, that really rings so true to me, and I see it happening every day. We produce topsoils from our worms.